This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Brought to you by West Escondido, West Oceanside, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. Now, here's your host of Auto Talk Radio, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome to Auto Talk Radio. Here we go on this wonderful Saturday morning. Man, I tell you what, May's just flying by like crazy. Here we are talking cars once again. 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, we'd love to talk to you about for sure. Just give us a shout here. Yeah, well into May now, huh? We've made it all the way to the 9th, which I guess we could say we're a third of the way almost through May. Almost, as of tomorrow will be the 10th.
You know what they say about May.
Time flies when you're Maying fun.
Oh, I thought I was going to say the gray part.
Oh, May gray.
May brings in the gray, so they're going to get
June,
a lot of clouds.
June brings in the gloom?
That's only the heat gloom, mind you.
Well, I thought June gloom was like is that because of heat?
I thought so.
I thought it was more clouds. I thought gloom because of clouds.
You should see the temperatures coming up. I mean, we're talking like 92 degrees on Tuesday here coming up.
I love it when it's warm. It was fairly warm yesterday.
It was. Mm-hmm. Let me go grab the phone super quick.
Mm-hmm. Go for it. Just so you know, real quick here, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you in part by Standard. Standard is a full-line supplier of vehicle control and engine management components, offering more than 50,000 precision engineered components. Professional technicians have trusted Standard since 1919. Learn more at standardbrand.com. All good stuff. Hey, so today, what are we talking about? Anything automotive related? So you can give us a call, obviously, at 1-888-344-1170. Anyway, sorry, I was doing something real quick and I stopped and paused there in the middle. Awkward pause. Anyway, what are we talking about today? Oh, top mistakes made that we see vehicles coming in the shop where they were at another facility and somebody made a mistake. One of the big ones is not confirming the concern. The actual problem with the vehicle. Confirming a repair concern is a basic diagnostic principle frequently overlooked by inexperienced technicians. To fix a problem, the first thing one must do is recognize it. Otherwise, time and your money is spent chasing the wrong concern. We see vehicles come in with the same concern from that have been supposedly fixed elsewhere and they don't work. That's not an uncommon thing. It does happen. So, that's the number one on the list, but we're going to talk about all kinds of other things this week for sure. Just for consumers in your data and stuff, because data on vehicles is a really big thing these days. And who owns it? Who's it belong to? Who can use it? There was a GM actually settled. GM's to pay $12.75 million in California settlement over selling driver data. This is a really big thing in the automotive world. So these days, General Motors is barred from selling driving data collected from customers' vehicles to consumer reporting agencies for 5 years as part of a $12.75 million settlement and reached prosecutors in California. So what some of these manufacturers were doing is taking the data from your vehicle, your driving data, they call it, as far as that, how you drive, how fast you drive, all that stuff. And the fear of this in the future is this could all be used, as far as this goes, for insurance purposes, but multiple other things. So, and they were selling the data, so data on how people drive, driving patterns, driving things like that, everything in relation to how everybody was driving their car. And that data doesn't exactly belong to them as far as that goes, that they can do that. It's kind of the Federal Trade Commission said General Motors encouraged buyers to sign up for Smart Driver through OnStar, but that some consumers weren't aware they're being enrolled. So has your data been stolen, Brandon? Brendan?
Hopefully not. I'll wait and see. But as far as I know, no.
Oh, very cool. Well,
I'll find out once I meet a big burly woman with red hair.
And, with the name Brendan?
Yeah. And I'm like, hey, that's my name. Hey, that's my social security number.
Well, I was talking more about your driver data your car is what I did. I was just talking about General Motors is barred from selling driver data for 5 years, and they have to pay $12.75 million for doing so. And the Federal Trade Commission is involved in this. Well, the big fear of a lot of people is they can use this data, you know, for insurance purposes.
Totally. Wasn't this us? No. John Deere was something else. That was
Being able to get parts. John Deere was like the same thing that we have gone for automotive, but we've been fighting it quite a while, which is the Right to Repair Act. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tractors and that, they were keeping things from information and data, just like they were trying to do in the automotive world. But we started fighting the Right to Repair Act stuff years ago in the automotive world.
So with that in mind, I'm going to say the car company's name. Okay, you ready, everybody? Mm-hmm. Is Tesla going to be eventually part of that act then eventually? Because I know that they're keeping their information in there.
Well, you know the crazy thing, because I sat on one of the boards for the Auto Care Association for years, like eight years, I think it was, or maybe longer. I don't know. It was quite a long time. So the interesting thing with that was when Tesla then really got out, we had already started on the Right to Repair on the East Coast and had Massachusetts had signed a Right to Repair and stuff like that.
Right.
I was like, why was it, you know, I never personally paid attention that the wording wasn't in there that would cover a full EV vehicles, but they were excluded in that thing. I was like, what kind of mistake was that? So
that's the thing, though. People will always find loopholes when it comes to certain bills and acts where they could say, oh, see, I wasn't doing anything illegal, technically. I'm still in this gray area, but that still is in a legal area. So it frustrates me. This is just a, in general, political statement of I hate how vague certain laws are going to be within our country. Mm-hmm. And I wish there was more set confirmed set boundaries when it comes to certain laws. This is okay. This is not okay. Strictly end of story. That's it. Now, as time progresses, if people want to push that boundary a little bit further, we'll see. But that's for another time, place, and society kind of situation sort of stuff. In general, I want laws to be as specific as possible to make sure that people don't do this stupid stuff every single time.
Well, because don't skirt around.
Exactly.
Yeah, because now it's taken a toll. But, you know, the one thing I will tell you about all the other EV manufacturers like Ford and Honda and all them, their stuff is all they've included with because they give all the other information and they sell parts for all the other vehicles. Mm-hmm. They sell parts for those too.
Right.
Yeah, it's not a big deal.
So. And besides, for the most part, it's mostly just software updates that you do with a lot of these EV recalls and stuff like that.
But there's broken parts too.
There are.
Drive motors, compute modules inside of them go bad, electronic stuff like that, especially as they get older. Yep. That's where you need to have access to that, which there is very little access to.
And don't get started on EV batteries.
Your Tesla components.
Yeah, EV batteries are completely.
Well, that's a whole nother thing when it comes to Tesla. It doesn't really matter if you can get the battery or not, because by the time that thing needs a battery, what it costs to purchase and put a battery in it, it's not worth it.
Exactly. Yeah.
So what are they going to do with all these Tyrannosaurus Rexes when they're dead?
Well, according to YouTube,
nobody wants them. What are they doing with them?
According to YouTube, you just blow it up in the middle of nowhere. You just put a bunch of explosives and just blow up the vehicle.
I don't think that's environmentally friendly.
No, of course not.
But I'm going to go with no.
But neither are EVs in general. They're not environmentally friendly to begin with. So, I mean,
that is true. If you think you're saving, you're shortening your carbon footprint, you were so wrong.
Yeah.
Because that you should see how many tons of diesel was used to unearth those rare metals to make the battery for that car.
Absolutely.
Yeah, each one of them, crazy amount of earth. Do you forget that? What is the tons of earth that has to be moved to extract the metals to build those batteries per battery?
I have to look it up.
Look it up, but it's a lot.
It is.
It's a lot. You should look that up when you get a chance.
It says here that 500 tons of earth must be moved to produce one lithium car battery.
That's crazy,
that's
huh?
That's insane, yeah.
500 tons of earth for one battery? Mm-hmm. That's a lot of earth being pushed around.
No kidding.
No kidding. No kidding. And it's with those humongous dump trucks, huh?
Yep. So,
yeah, crazy stuff. Anyway, all right. Yeah, there's some Tesla news. I forwarded you a nice article from on Steve, our listener.
Oh yeah,
he put in there. I'm not going to share this with Brendan.
But you can. And what did you do immediately?
I forwarded it right away.
I know. I saw the timestamp between when he sent that to when you sent it to me.
I was like, check this out. Although the video on the bottom of that thing is fake. I don't know where it. Well, it said that Tesla was producing cars that were going to sell for $12,500,
nearly $13,000.
And supposedly April 26th of this year went on sale, which they did not, and there's no such thing. I checked.
But now I do know that Elon has stated that he is looking to make them a little bit more cheaper, and I wanted to say
a more economical is the word. Yes, economical. Is the word.
And I wanted to say it was as low as $22,000 or $23,000. Mm-hmm. I should say. And again, it was to mostly compete with the Slate trucks, he stated. I remember. So I'll wait and see. But even then, I'm still not interested in buying it. So
Slate's out on the road now.
Not yet. I still think they're coming out next year.
Oh, is it next year? Okay. I knew they were still working on it. So as far as that goes.
That person that just called, I'm so sorry I missed your call. Please call back in. I was trying to get to it. So
yeah, Brendan's busy talking with me.
I know. I get distracted sometimes. So easily. But 1-888-344-1170 for those who want to call in for a
344-1170. Brendan is there waited with bated breath to answer your call.
Bring it on.
Yes, bring it on. Bring it on. It's all good stuff. Hey, how was your weekend off last weekend? Did you make the marathon?
Yes, I did.
Did you do the whole marathon?
Do you know what? That was the easiest marathon run I've ever had. It was really, really fun. The temperature was perfect. Everything
about
it.
You ran 26 miles?
I did, and it was actually very, very fun and easy. And I couldn't ask for a better team around me to help me and everything. Now, I will say I was the fifth to last person to finish.
Hey.
But
dude, 26 miles is a long way.
No kidding. But you know what? The scenery in the park, everything, it was perfect. And it was all for a good cause. So
Was it like a loop you kept doing or something?
Correct, yeah.
Oh, so it wasn't like a...
But that also helped at the same time recognizing landmarks. Hey, that's cool. Hey, that changed or something like that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Well, good job to Brendan, because he went out and did this. That marathon was for a great cause, to help prevent cancer. So that's what he was doing last week when he was gone from us here. So you can't ask for a better thing to be doing if you're taking a day off, helping out as far as that goes out there when it comes to everything. Like Brendan said, 1-888-344-1170. Just give us a call here. Every coolant leak is different, and so are the solutions. When symptoms are more serious, like white smoke from the exhaust or bubbling in the header tank, you need something stronger. With 33% more sealing power than original K-Seal, K-Seal Ultimate is engineered specifically for blown head gaskets, cracked heads and blocks, and porous engine blocks. K-Seal Ultimate is now available at Walmart. You can learn more at kseal.com. And remember, don't just seal it, K-Seal it. All right, folks. We're going to take our, we're going to wait, actually. I want to keep talking here and do some other stuff because I want to get a couple of these in before we go to our first break. So, top mistakes made. We were talking about not confirming your concern. Number two, insufficient road testing. The importance of a thorough road test. Even for an oil change. You know, this is one of the things that we've had clients say before. This is super important. Like if they were waiting on an oil service, because at the West Automotive Group, part of our service is doing a nice 40 point for you, letting you know if there's anything coming down the road maintenance wise, or we see something that's going to be a repair issue or things like that. Or if we hear something on a vehicle. So clients will often ask if they're sitting there like, why is the tech taking my car for a little road test? Like, well, we do that before. First off, we want to know to make sure, is this car, is there anything going on? Noises, things like that we help you with. Also, so that we're aware of what's going on with the vehicle and we can document it. So there's no surprises where somebody says, hey, my car wasn't doing this or that or et cetera. We are very careful about this to make sure and document it, but more so because sometimes people driving their own vehicles get used to noises and they just become familiar or concerns that are pointing to a concern, and they don't know. They're not the professionals of it. They just drove around it. I once met a girl that we had to put tires on her car that had had a vibration for 9 months. She had a bubble on it, one of her tires, and she'd been driving down the freeway that way waiting for the thing to blow up. One of those things, safety issues, you know. She just put up with it and didn't worry about it. If I would have gotten that car months before, I'd have said, this is a problem. We need to get this handled, you know, as far as that goes. But, you know, she was just driving around happily that way. So let's be careful out there. And also, like I said, we need a good road test on a vehicle points out to a quality technician. Any concerns that are on the rise and things that we need to take a quick look at for sure. So as far as that, do you have something you need to add in there? You're looking at me like,
No, we were just bombarded with calls. So again, if you were calling, I'm so sorry. I was trying to get to you there. Oh, there we go. See,
you're going to grab that one now.
Yeah. Right, cool. Did you want to head to break or did you want to?
Yeah, let's take a real quick. Okay. Let's see here as far as that goes. We got to keep throwing the brakes in, right? So once again, Auto Talk Radio brought to you by Hotshot Secret and their Tick Fix Plus Protect, an advanced oil enhancer for gasoline powered engines that restores smooth performance, reduces unwanted engine noise, and delivers unwanted wear protection. Learn more at hotshotsecret.com. All right, folks, you're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego at 1170 and 96.1 FM. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio.
Motorrad is a longtime OE supplier offering innovative thermal, engine management, and evaporative emission solutions for nearly every ICE, hybrid, and EV vehicle on the road. The Motorrad name is synonymous with quality and reliability. Comprehensive coverage of the vehicle models and exceptional customer service. We recently had a chance to sit down with Brandon Kite, Motorrad Global Vice President. Brandon talked about how innovation is at the core of what they do.
Motorrad is known for developing differentiated, patented OE Plus solutions, like our patented FailSafe and UltraStat thermostat lines. One of our latest EV thermostats, developed for the OE, has an opening temp of 40 degrees Fahrenheit and has to be manufactured in our newly designed cold room. We also look for innovative kitting solutions, like ignition coil kits. We provide connectors and or wiring harnesses on products we know have installation issues for technicians. Our goal is to provide everything the technician needs to do the job right, without having to wait for another parts order.
Find out more at Motorrad.com.
Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back here to Auto Talk Radio. Tell you what, if you've been calling in, 1-888-344-1170, Brendan has gotten some old-time listeners calling recently, so he was on the phone chatting here and there. Catching up, as we do say, right?
That's right. Not, we don't call it mustering up. We call it catching up. That's my dad joke of the day, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, great.
I didn't even have to.
Now you won't have to send it to me in an email like you normally do.
Right?
Every week.
I don't do the comedy rim shot on that one. That was a womp.
And we're not mustering up. We're catching up. There you go. We're going to use that. So it's all good. But my point is 1-888-344-1170 before Brent Brendan hijacked the show there a second. Give us a call, and he'll answer the phone. He loves nothing more than answer the phone, right, Brendan?
That's right.
And catch up, not mustard up, with old listeners, for sure. I do want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. Oh, AAA approved and STAR certified. Taking care of folks up there in North County Inland for well over 32 years. And, of course, West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission, 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon. AAA approved. Taking care of folks out there in East County for well over 12 years. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue. AAA approved and smog certified right there in Central San Diego. Taking care of folks over there for well over 8 years. And, of course, West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road in Eastgate Mall, right in the Golden Triangle over here. AAA approved and STAR certified, taking care of folks over there for well over 6 years. And last but not least, up in North County Coastal, West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission, AAA approved, taking care of folks up there it's been over 3 years now as of this month, so good stuff there. All of us at the West Automotive Group, me, myself, and employees come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio as we all believe in the same philosophy. We never put money ahead of people. Stop in to have your vehicle serviced and repaired and find out what quality automotive service and repair is all about. The West Automotive Group is proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs on a West Automotive Group approved credit card. Great thing to have, and you can use it over and over again. Keep all your other money free. Hey, this is one of the most sound financial things you can do. I'm not kidding you. I do it all the time. Even when you have the money to pay for it sometimes, this is a great way to use somebody else's money interest-free and then just pay it off. It's not a bad thing. So we just recommend that you pay it off within the 6 months that you do. There is no interest on it. So really great stuff. Ask any of my managers or service consultants helping you out at one of our locations. They'll be happy to help you get a West Automotive Group 6 months no interest card. So anyway, good stuff. Also, if you're having a concern with your vehicle, check engine light, transmission shifting concern, cooling system concern, air conditioning concern, electronic concern, no matter what the concern is, get your vehicle in and have it diagnosed by one of our master certified technicians. Getting your vehicle diagnosed properly eliminates unwanted parts replacement on your vehicle as far as that goes and saves you thousands of dollars over a lifetime. You'll hear me say all the time, the best money ever spent on any repair is on the diagnosis with a qualified technician at a quality facility. Saved you thousands of dollars in a lifetime. West Automotive Group also offers free shuttle rides to or from work or home from all five locations and low-cost rental vehicles with some rental partners nearby if you need a rental vehicle for the day. Go to westautomotivegroup.com and you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, known as X, or Instagram. And you can also, from there, make all your appointments, see what we're about. We're there to help you out, whatever you want to do. westautomotivegroup.com. You can also, while you're on the website, click on Auto Man Segments, where I'm the Auto Man for Vox 5 and the Localist, or Auto Talk Radio, where these are podcasts are put afterwards, as far as that goes. You can go to the Automan TV, which is our YouTube channel, which all of the Automan segments have been put on for years. Or you can pick up the podcast on the go at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pandora, Deezer, Spotify, iHeart, Radio.com, or TuneIn. But this morning, 1-888-344-1170, give us a call. We're here to talk to you about anything automotive related as far as that goes. All right, let's grab Bruce real quick in Carlsbad. What's happening, Bruce?
Speaking of the podcast, I noticed that your last week's show didn't get updated. It's not on the podcast.
Brendan wasn't here, so that's why. Brendan,
okay. I'm always on top of it, aren't I?
Yeah, he'll get it happening. Bruce, thank you for letting us know that, though. Appreciate it.
Okay. So, as you probably know, then I was interested in that Jay Leno's bill, Senate Bill 1392, mm-hmm. And I understand you guys have been kind of following that, and it backs the cars up to 1991. If they're older than that, then they're exempt. Mm-hmm. And so, what's your take on that? How do you feel about it? That they're trying to stop it. In other words,
well, I. I don't know why they're trying to stop it. Okay. All in all, if you got cars that are 1990 and older, most of them have died a death now if they're not in good shape, to be honest with you. There's a few out there running around, but if you really pay attention, you don't see a lot of cars on the road that are 1990 and older, right?
Correct.
So,
well, the theory is that the state doesn't want to lose that $50 that you pay every 2 years to have it smog checked.
Well, the only money that goes to the state out of that is $8.25 of all those smogs that happen. That's what they get. And let me tell you, they've been getting a lot of $8.25 for years. So, but you are right. That would cause a little more exodus of income. They've already changed the laws where 6 years the car doesn't have to be smogged from the time it's new, as far as that goes. 4 years for transfer of ownership, I believe. 6 years if you're the person that bought it and owns it originally. So, yeah, they reduced that part of the income. But, I don't see any reason not to have. Here's the thing. It'd be really great also, as we talk in the smog, us people that do smogs, we want to get rid of the Bar 97 machine, which is the one with the dyno that we have to do everything that is 1995 and older, 96, and I'm sorry, 1999 and older has to be done on a dyno. So as far as that goes, so 2000 and newer is done on the newer, what's called the data acquisition device, which is a DAD machine, which is the new smog machine. There is no probe. There's no, none of that. It's just plug it into the car basically. And then visual inspection and that, that goes along with it. The reason why is the equipment for the older vehicles that we have to, do on the dyno, the old machine, it's junk, to be honest with you. It's always broken down. We don't see that many smogs on it anymore, to be honest with you. We hardly use it. And those machines are rented to smog places. And you have to have that machine to be a star station for the state of California. So such as we do smog at three of our locations, Kearny Mesa, Escondido, and Miramar. Escondido and Miramar are star stations, so they have to have those old machines. Otherwise, you can't stay a star station. And the machine's junk. And we don't do many of those smogs. That's how I know there's not a ton of these older vehicles out there running around also. So the state's really not going to lose a lot because we do minimal old smogs like that. So, I don't know.
Well, consider Jay Leno's standpoint on that. He's got his eyes probably on cars from the 60s and 70s and the 80s even that they want to do a resto mod,
yes,
particularly on some of the real exotic ones. And they can't do it because you have to have that old smog pump and PVC bypass, et cetera, all those kind of things on it. And he would want to put in an absolutely new crate engine with the latest safety on the brakes and et cetera on the car and a clean burning engine. And they don't want him to do that. So why would that be?
Well, and the key to that is also anybody that does those with those older cars is like him. They're doing a quality job on it. As far as, obviously he doesn't do it, but his people do it for him. But I mean, he does a lot. Anybody that has one of those older cars that actually hits the road ever doesn't need to be in the smog program because once again, they're doing these resto mods with it. How often do you think he drives each one of those cars if they were done? Maybe once, once a month around the block or something. Maybe if you're lucky. That guy's got so many cars, it's ridiculous. But my point to that is anybody that's going to be doing that is somebody like him that collects cars or be nice and out. They're not driving the car to work every day. It's not going to be out there on the streets.
And they're putting, converting a filthy gas hog, filthy car, emissions-wise, into a pure burning, clean, safe machine, and they don't want it.
Correct.
That's the state that doesn't want that.
Correct. And there used to be, back in the day, the bar used to have a, or you'd go to the referees and they could do bar labels. They actually, or you sent a card, even if you brought it in, it was a gray market vehicle, they'd do a bar label with the required emissions for that time on it, you know? You know, they don't even have that anymore that I'm aware of. I haven't seen a bar label in forever on a car. So, and back then you could do that. Like, hey, if they agreed that it was lower emissions and all that, they do a bar label and punch out things. It's car needs. Oh, you know what? They upgraded the emissions to, you know, 10 years newer on this vehicle, and this is what we allow, and this is what must be on there. That way it could be smogged by a smog technician. They just look at the bar label and follow that. We don't do that anymore. There's none of that. So you're right. And there's not going to, if they enact this law, and I believe it's 91 and it's 90 and older, right?
It says 81.
91 and older.
I got 81 on here. It says
on the internet, it's 81 for his law.
Okay.
Correct. 81. There's not,
I got 91 from the internet. So whatever,
whichever year, it doesn't 91 or 81. It doesn't matter. Even with this law, if it passes, you're not going to see a bunch of 1990 cars out running around on the road. It's not going to change anything now, because, like I said, the ones that are in really bad shape have died their death. Most of them have been crushed by LKQ and pick apart out there down in Otay Mesa, turned into scrap metal. Because those cars, unless you're doing something like a resto mod like you're talking about, mm-hmm. They're not driving anymore. They're broken. They're gone. So
yeah. Now, I will say this. So currently what they want to do is that they want to roll in specifically with this bill gets passed, specifically just 1981. By 2032, they want to implement 1986 and before. And then by 2037, that's when they'll start.
91.
That's when they'll start doing a 35-year gap. So from there, that would be 2002 and before, if I remember correctly, because 2037 would be 35 years before that, 2002.
Yeah.
So that's when they start reenacting a 35-year rolling smog check exemption for that. Now, two things very quickly.
Somehow they need to get rid of this, the Bar 97 machine.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, think about that. Bar 97. So you're going to keep it till 37. Yeah. So that is what, 40 years? We've been
11
using this
years,
piece
11
of
years
junk.
Now.
For now, but that yeah, this yeah, machine, Bar 97, we've been using for those old cars, will be 40 years old then.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
The technology is junk.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we need to change it up.
Now, what happened last year was that it did not pass the Assembly Appropriations Committee. It got blocked there. Assembly Member Buffy Wicks of Oakland said, quote, that we have an enormous amount of budget constraints still within the state. We need every single dollar and cent, and this bill does not help to improve California's budgetary reasons. That's her. That
was
their reason.
Buffy, we don't need you doing this. Anyway, but there is another way. Let's talk about the dollar and cents part on this.
Go ahead.
So the state now has got rid of the brake and light, and they've gone to a safety inspection thing mm-hmm. for salvage vehicles and that, which is a more thorough, in-depth inspection. Watch for this, because what I believe is coming is a vehicle inspection they will require every 2 years
mm-hmm.
on vehicles that need to be smogged.
Right.
Also, so you'll have to smog it and do this vehicle in-depth vehicle inspection and get that certified every 2 years, which will do two things. It's going to produce income to replace some of that smog income, which is very smart. It's like the inspections they do in Texas. You can't get your registration unless you pass it, mm-hmm. which is actually good, because I don't know about you, but some of these cars I see driving down the road look like a death trap.
Yeah, agreed.
And they shouldn't be allowed in here, and they shouldn't be registered just because they can get them to, you know, pass smog or whatever, you know, people driving. So, Bruce, to answer part of your question there, the loss of income on the smog thing, and Brendan, which Buffy was talking about.
Yeah.
I think they're going to replace it with this.
I agree.
This is the direction they're going. No. So look for that to happen in the next 5 to 10 years.
When it comes to these certain bills years. That'll come about, there's always going to be a cause and effect. And you know that there's going to be some kind of way the state will come out with a bill where they'll say, okay, well, if you're going to take away this amount of money, then we're going to have it some other way. And henceforth,
more taxes
or something like that.
That versus getting rid of cars being smogged, you know, that are 99 and older, getting them out of the program and replacing that with this inspection, the state would actually make more money.
I agree.
But we both all agree that it doesn't matter how much money the state makes unless we change up what we're doing. We're always going to be in a deficit.
It's true. It's true. And then
Brendan wants to go jump on the bullet train to nowhere here in a moment.
I don't know. In fact, that bullet train should stop. Whatever money we spend on that, we should actually put it into other programs that are actually necessary.
No, Brendan actually said if they finished that thing, he was going to move to Fresno.
Stop it. No, I'm not. It's full of lies. I don't know if you mentioned this, Bruce, but it did pass the Transportation Committee about a few days ago. It's now heading over to the Senate Appropriations Committee. So it should easily pass that. Again, we just have to worry about the last one where they say it's a bipartisan committee, but I doubt it based on what happened last year, where it has to go through the Assembly Appropriations Committee before it goes to the actual governor himself to sign it out. So we'll wait and see. But I have hope that this year it should be able to pass. So wait and see.
And it seems like in the meantime, these cars like a 1974 Trans Am that are these real, the black and the gold trim, these real high buck cars that you see on the auctions, Barrett Jackson, that they have already been done. They'll mention that it's been restomod, it's got a 500 horsepower crate engine in it, et cetera. And so those cars can be sold, but they're just not legal in California. Am I correct in thinking that?
Say that again one more time.
Well, the cars that have been resto modded and that do appear on Mecum auction, like at 674 Pontiac, they can be sold, but they're just not. You can't register them in the state of California.
That is correct. That is 100% correct. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
You can register in places like Arizona and stuff like that. So
yeah.
And let's face it, if you're buying those cars at auctions, like Barrett Jackson I forget the other one. That's Mecum. There you go. Most likely, you collect cars, and you usually have a residence someplace else than also California if you lived here. So I have plenty of friends that registered that have residences like in Idaho that live here, that have quite a bit of money that buy cars.
I know the big one is Montana.
Montana, you can register them there. You must have a residence. Montana, you don't even need a residence, which is a big problem. They've been cracking down on that.
I know.
But yeah.
Well, I wonder about the cars in Leno's garage. Then I think they've all got California plates on them. But in this case, there's probably a lot of them that are not legal to drive in the state.
Yeah, I don't know. I know a lot of his stuff that's way older than that has historical plates and all that on it, which is not, and it's outside, So anything 73 and older doesn't need to be smogged in the state of California anyway. So you can register it as far as that.
Correct, yeah.
So he's just got that window in between there some newer stuff. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
All right.
Great conversation, though. Thanks for the call, Bruce, and good stuff going on there.
Thank you.
Take care. Have a wonderful, safe weekend. All right. Bye-bye. Right. So, do you want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by Hotshot Secret. Diesel owners know, take care of your engine. It'll return the favor. Hotshot Secret formulates additives that help prevent problems and boost performance. Diesel Extreme cleans injector deposits. Why EDT increases fuel economy by up to 7.3%. Scientifically proven by the third-party testing. Add Hotshot Secret at your next fill-up to get the most out of your diesel. Hotshot Secret products are available nationwide at AutoZone, Advance Auto Parts, Walmart, O'Reilly Auto Parts, and online at hotshotsecret.com. All right, folks, we'll be right back after this message. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk. A reminder, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you in part by Interstate Batteries of San Diego. Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. They are the highest quality automotive batteries out there for sure. We don't stock any other battery at the West Automotive Group as far as that goes. If you need a battery for one of your vehicles, jump on westautomotivegroup.com. Make yourself an appointment. Get your vehicle in and we'll get you an Interstate installed. Need a battery for any other need, you should check them out because all their batteries are the highest quality. You can see them in person at 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or in La Mesa at 70th and University. Or just Google Interstate Batteries of San Diego. All right, folks. Do also want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio was also brought to you in part by Peak. Safe driving at night is critical, and it starts with your headlights. The sooner you're able to see an object in the road, the quicker you'll be able to react. Peak Power Vision Lighting features high-performance tungsten filaments, customized gas mixtures, and a proprietary optical coating. Peak's Power Vision Window increases light output to produce the best nighttime illumination. Drive to peakauto.com for more information. Available at amazon.com/P, E, A, K. Good stuff there as far as that goes. What you doing over there, Brendan?
Well, I'm looking at today's topic here today. We have the top 10 mistakes you see made by unqualified technicians. And boy, oh boy, do we have a ton for sure, I know.
Yeah, right? I talked about two of them. You were on the phone.
I was, yeah, so I do apologize for that.
Why are you apologizing? You're doing what you're supposed to.
That's true. I'm doing what I paid for.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's what we hired you for, so keep it up. We don't want to change that out anywhere anytime soon. So, yep, good stuff as far as that goes. We were going through some of that and some of the stuff. And then we got on the Jay Leno thing, which is a great topic. I love that topic.
Totally. And at least we did get an update on it from this week. That's forth why it's kind of more current event news for sure.
Yes, yes, yes. And good stuff there as far as that goes.
Oh, yeah.
Always. So, yeah, it's always good to talk about. And bring different topics in there. We always have a little T word in our conversations.
I know
it makes you cringe, huh?
Yeah, but at least it was me. I was the one that brought it up first.
That is true. You did this time. So we talked about number one and number two. Number three, misdiagnosed. This is a big one for me as far as this goes because we see a lot of this. This is what I talk about. Best money ever spent on any repair is the diagnosis with a qualified technician at a quality facility, which will prevent you from losing thousands of dollars over a lifetime. Trust me, if you don't do this, you'll cost you money in the long run. So for the above reason and multitude of others, your vehicle is misdiagnosed more often than not. Mechanics will spend hours chasing the wrong problem, wasting your time and money. That can happen if you're not at a qualified facility. So keep that in mind. That's what the West Automotive Group's all about, an alternative for you to get your vehicle in and get it diagnosed by somebody qualified. And actually, to be honest with you, we even see vehicles come from new car dealers that have been misdiagnosed or recommendations made. One of the big ones lately I've seen a few times, this isn't even diagnosis. We have cars come in. If you'll call us and you're asked about a brake job, we'll often tell you, hey, you should really get the car and get it looked at. Brakes are one of those things we see people try to sell when they're not needed.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, how do you know as a consumer? You don't know.
It's true.
So,
I would have said also the O2 sensor, like you automatically think, oh, that's it. But
I think that's more people like going to left to be unnamed auto parts store that walks out, plugs in for you, and then they sell you an O2 sensor. First off, you as a consumer don't know, and the kid plugging that scan, it's not even a scan to code reader in, mm-hmm. he don't know.
Right.
Everybody's just guessing. That's there's a lot of O2 sensors that get sold under a misnomer.
Mm-hmm.
I would say so. Yeah, not good stuff there as far as that goes. We need to be very careful about that. Just think of all the parts that get sold, thousands, hundreds of thousands, of millions of dollars worth of parts that are needed.
And then next thing you know, it's just a different, completely different fix to the whole situation. And that's absolutely why you have qualified technicians like at any of your five locations.
Yep.
You know, that's why you guys are there to help fix those issues right on the spot instead of having to keep throwing those parts over and over and over again at the car.
Correct. Correct. Without question. Hey, Auto Talk Radio is also brought to you in part by CRC, guaranteed to pass emission system cleaner, featuring an advanced detergent formula that removes harmful deposits from fuel system components, including injectors, intake valves, combustion chambers, and more. Don't let your vehicle fail its emission test. Learn more at crcg2p.com. Jay Leno probably uses this stuff to make sure his cars pass smog.
I believe it.
wouldn't surprise me. CRC makes some great stuff.
Absolutely.
They do for sure. And you're right. We're talking about the 10 things. How far we got to go?
You only made it to the three. Oh, in terms of time?
Yeah.
I would say 5 minutes-ish.
Okay, we got a little bit of time. Did Bodie have something important he wanted to talk about?
He had a question for you.
Let's pop him in there and see what he's got going real quick.
Morning, Bodie.
Are you there?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Oh, you're alive and well.
Yes.
Hey, we're talking about the top mistakes we see made by technicians at other facilities. What do you got for us?
Question for you.
Okay.
Do you supply? I need to get my car on the rack and get some eyes on my car. Where would I go to get an inspection list?
Inspection list.
Yeah, you know, like when your car comes in, you got a list that the mechanics run through.
Oh, we send it to you in a text.
Oh, can you do that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yep, without a question. That's what we do. So all of our AAA 40-point inspections that we do or things like that, we actually send them out electronically that way. And also, it creates a HTTP web address for it that's stamped on your invoice. So if you've ever got an inspection from us, it's been sent to you in a text that you can look at. You could also, if you're sitting at your computer, have your invoice in front of you, take that URL and plug it in, and it will pull up your specific inspection. That specific URL is created for every inspection has one. And it stays there for forever. So you could always go find it and use it. You could go back 10 years and look it up. Does that make sense?
That's a good service to offer people.
It is. It's a great, and that way, you know, it's always there. So, you know, good stuff. So, and you can go back and look at them.
Okay. Other than that, you're staying well?
Oh, I'm doing amazing. Gonna go to the Padre game tonight. So gonna have a little fun. I am, but yes, no. Life is good. Life is good. I hope the same for you.
I hope that they play better than they did yesterday. 6-0. Ouch. I think Padres better play better against.
I'll be there. They'll probably win.
Yeah, probably.
We'll see.
Brian's the secret sauce.
Well, last time I went, they won.
You know what?
The time before that, I went, they won. So.
Brian, I think you might be the key to this whole team now, Brian.
I don't think so. You know the reason they win when I go? Because I don't really care if they win. I shouldn't say that because Padre people are going to be mad. But I just go for the fun. I like going to the ball game.
It's all of a sudden, cool. The Lions are getting bombarded right now. How
dare you? I know. I like the Padres. Don't get me wrong. I just don't. I mean, it doesn't. You know, that's the thing. It doesn't really change my life if they win or lose. I guess it might make it better if they win.
It does.
Anyway.
Yeah.
All right, Bodie. Hey, great hearing from you. You have a wonderful, safe weekend. Brendan's going to throw me off the air here in a minute. So take care, my friend.
I got time for a quick – here's a quick one for you.
Yeah, we got like 2 minutes. It's counting down fast.
Okay. You know why baseball players make a lot of money?
Why is that?
Because it takes a good batter to make good dough.
Ooh. Okay, that's much better than my mustard and ketchup joke earlier.
All right, my friend. Have a safe weekend. Thanks for all the you do.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Always great to hear from Bodie, for
absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely.
For sure. And before we go here, just a reminder, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you in part by Standard Blue Street. By Standard is focused on giving technicians more improvements over the OE design to address known flaws or more components in the box to make it easier to do the job right. Learn more, standardbrand.com. All right, everybody, we really appreciate you joining us here on Saturday mornings. It goes by super fast. But we have a good time, don't we, Brendan?
Absolutely.
Talk about great stuff and a lot of automotive things.
We only got through half of that list.
I know. The last one here I'm just going to throw in real quick. Throwing parts at a problem. We see this all too often. Car comes into a problem that people are like still having the same problem. And you open the hood and you go, there's like five new parts on this thing. What? Oh, yeah. Well, you know, giving it a shot, right? So, all right, everybody. San Diego and everybody else out there, keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up. Make sure and join us next Saturday as we'll be back live with more Auto Talk Radio. Until then, be safe, have fun. This has been Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM.
For answers to all your automotive questions, tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com, and click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.